This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Thursday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. A file on the murder of Mikolaj Vilky in Ballincollig 3 years ago has still not been sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions. That's according to The Echo, who received a statement from Gardaí confirming that the murder investigation is still active and the guards are trying to piece it together. The 25-year-old Polish man was attacked at his home by a gang of up to four men armed with machetes at his rented home in Maglan in the early hours of June 10th, 2018. His wife also sustained serious injuries to her hand. The couple's two young children were in the house at the time, but they were uninjured. However, they were traumatised. Six people were questioned about the attack in 2019, but no one has been charged in connection with his murder. Cork Airport is gearing up for the reopening of international travel with an increase in the number of flights operating out of the airport to Europe. International travel is set to resume on the 19th of July, and from next month, Ryanair services to Malaga, Faro and Malta will all resume. The airport will also welcome back Ryanair services to Alicante, Stansted, Luton and Wrocław over the coming months. Lufthansa will begin a service to Frankfurt from the 25th of June, while Air France is restarting its service to Paris from July 14th and Swiss resuming their Zurich route from the 18th of July. The news comes as the Digital Green Cert proposal, which would allow for travel across Europe, was passed by the European Parliament.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sport, and Celtic have confirmed the appointment of Ange Postecoglou as their new manager. The 55-year-old Australian replaces Neil Lennon, who resigned from the club in February. The former Australian manager does not have a UEFA Pro licence, which is needed to manage a European competition, with Celtic still to hear back from UEFA on the matter. Postecoglou led the Socceroos in the 2014 World Cup and won back-to-back league titles in Australia with Brisbane Roar. Meanwhile, Paulo Fonseca is poised to become the new head coach at Tottenham. The former Roma boss has emerged as the frontrunner to replace new Roma coach Jose Mourinho. Spurs, meanwhile, are going back to a continental system, with Fabio Paratici, formerly of Juventus, to act as general manager. In tennis, it's women's semi-finals day at the French Open at Roland Garros today. All four competitors are playing their maiden Grand Slam semi-finals. First up, Russia's Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova faces the unseeded Tamara Zidanshek. That's followed by 17th seed Maria Sakkari taking on Barbara Krejcikova. Singles action on the Philippe Chatrier court gets underway at 2. And in Gaelic Games, the first game in the new Red FM Hurling League season takes place tonight. Blarney and Meelen go head-to-head in their 5A clash. That's in Blarney at 8 o'clock.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Now, in these difficult COVID times, we grasp at every shred of good news. We did so yesterday and highlighted the fact that there's going to be an increase in flights from Cork Airport ahead of the resumption of international travel. And the communications officer at Cork Airport, Kevin Cullinan, joins us this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Mike.
Some good news at last. You're welcoming back routes to Alicante, Stansted, Luton, Warsaw, Malaga, Faro and Malta in July to follow.
Yes, I suppose following the government's announcement of the reopening of non-essential international travel from July 19th next, a number of our airline partners have been announcing the restoration of routes that would have operated out of Cork before the pandemic. So in the last number of days, we've seen 16 new services reinstated by the various airlines, Ryanair, Lufthansa, Air France, Swiss, as well as Aer Lingus, who stood by us throughout the pandemic, and KLM that operated an essential service to Amsterdam as well over the last year and a half. So slowly but surely, there's a gradual restoration of the route network out of Cork. We were left with just two routes at the depth of the pandemic, with both Aer Lingus and KLM just serving London and Amsterdam, respectively. But as I say, in the last number of days, 16 new services added back onto the schedules that people can now book from the middle of July onwards.
And of course, the airport is so much more than just personal travel. There is essential travel, there is business travel that needs to be conducted. There are transplant flights, there are flights, I guess, helicopter flights out to essential working on the rigs, that kind of thing. So the airport wasn't completely spun down, if you like. Maybe the visible flights were very few, but there were still a lot of operations taking place.
That's true. I mean, a lot of things that normally, I suppose, are unseen during normal busy times came to the fore with, you know, obviously at the start of the pandemic, repatriating Irish people abroad that wanted to get home to be with family, and also people that were either living or working here that wanted to get back home around the globe. So they were at the fore initially, but then, you know, the airport has remained open throughout the pandemic for those minimal number of flights that were operating for essential travel, but also, as you say, for cargo operations, you know, medical evacuations where people had to have life-saving operations abroad or had to be brought home from abroad. But now what we're starting to see is this huge pent-up demand, particularly for people that have been missing family and friends over the last year and a half, you know, families that haven't been reunited for Christmas or birthdays, anniversaries. So people are taking the opportunity now to see can they reconnect. Obviously, as the vaccine rollout continues at pace here at home and abroad, people have obviously the confidence and they're seeing the lifting of government restrictions, not just here, but across the globe.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast or on redextra.ie.